I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Hello, people. Welcome into The Memo for this Friday. I'm Brad. Derek, the guy texting over there.
That was actually an email, Brad.
Derek, emailing over there.
Yeah, yeah.
How's it going?
Get your information right. That's fake news you just presented to our listening audience.
That's what we do. We're the MSM. Fake news all day. Chris Kiefer over there on the other mic.
Good morning.
What's up? I don't know.
You don't sound with it this morning.
I'm not, I guess.
Are you low on coffee?
No, I'm almost done with this large mug of it. I don't know. It's just one of those days. Maybe it's the weather.
I'm liking the weather. I'm
lots good of rain.
This weather.
Not big on rain.
Yeah.
Also not big on summer. So this is like just not this is kind of my little
The rain though, it gives you a break from. I'm guessing your dislike of summer has to do with the heat and humidity.
It has
right?
cooled off a little bit, so that's a plus, I guess. But you can't go outside and enjoy it. So whatever.
The heck, you can't go outside and enjoy that. I walk outside and enjoy that.
I don't like
it. You never seen Singing in the Rain?
I don't like to do anything in the rain.
Gene Kelly?
Sorry. Not my thing.
You're just a negative Nancy.
I'm just a...
What?
Just a grumpy old man.
Yes, yes. I didn't want to call you old, but you're pretty old.
41. I'm not old.
You keep holding on to that. Let's see how far it gets you.
All right.
You're over the hill.
Whippersnapper.
Back down it on the other side.
What you getting into this weekend, Derek?
I'll be speaking at Mississippi Comic Con on Saturday.
Really?
So, nice. Yes.
Mississippi, is that down in Jackson?
That is in Jackson.
Mm, big time. Who's going to be there?
Besides I don't know.
You? Or are you like the featured
know.
Guy?
I don't think I'm the featured guy. I think I'm just one on a lineup. So that's where I'll be. What about you, Bradley? What does the weekend hold for you?
Staying inside away from the rain? I don't know. My daughter's in that Shrek play this weekend.
Well, you should probably go see that and be a good dad at some point.
I will. Okay. I will.
You should probably go to more than one performance.
See what I can do.
Oh, it's going inside from staying away from the rain keeps you out of doing that by all those standards.
No, but
we would hate for your hair to get wet.
I know. She's in one of the ensembles, whatever
yeah.
that is.
Yeah, she'll be she's a fairy tale creature. Kids.
Something like that. Oh, you saw the rehearsal.
Yeah, I went. I've actually seen
you've
your
actually
daughter.
Seen
yeah,
her
yeah,
in
yeah.
the play before.
Probably
I have.
More than you will have because of the rain, you know. Daughter's in a play, but Cindy, it's, you know. It's
hurricane. No, it's not a hurricane.
It's not a hurricane. Storm. Tropical storm, Cindy.
Cindy. Excuse me.
So is the typing distracting you from talking?
Yeah, Chris, what are you doing over there? Working or something?
Yeah.
We're over trying to...
Got a yeah. job.
Trying to make some infotainment happen.
Infotainment.
Don't
yeah.
mind me.
Yeah.
Sounds like a type of aneurysm. You've developed an infotainment.
Just following ESPN's
cerebellum
model.
Cerebrum.
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 I don't say
the medulla oblongata.
What we got on the show? We got
It's Friday, so we have the normal Friday thing. So the only thing that really changes is Wednesday. Friday is pretty much
it's Jenna and Scott and you. Yeah. But as a bonus, today we get Lauren Wood.
You get a bonus today because you've been so good this week, you listeners.
So good.
Yeah.
You put up with us.
That's right.
You get rewarded.
You've had to sit through an entire Wednesday episode of us, so you get rewarded by...
You get to listen to somebody you actually want to hear.
By somebody talk. Who's actually peppy and does a better job at this.
Yes, still has.
And if Chris Kiefer could go back in time, probably would have asked to host this and to begin with.
It's not too late, Chris.
All right. Well,
sorry, Derek. Listen, we tried to kick you off when you went out of town.
You've been gone way more than I have.
Who says Derek's the one getting kicked off?
Yeah.
Me and Lauren had a deal when she co-hosted a couple weeks ago that she would take her place, but whatever.
I see how it is. That too would.
I'll see her out there.
We'll see when she gets in here.
Okay.
I'll pull one of those. Brad said you were getting rid of me. Brad, you told him? No, he didn't, but you just did.
clever boy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bittermint.
okay. I've run out of things to say. We should talk.
Did we get that? Is that on mic? Or did we get a recording of that?
Let's talk to other people.
He has run out of things to say. It only took 41 years, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like we should mention.
Oh, he didn't run out of things. He's back.
I thought we should mention.
He's back.
Before I forget,
sure.
That Thursday was the final day that we had Maggie Bushway working for us. She now has to go off to school or something at Ole Miss and like try to, you know, advance her life in a positive direction.
But we appreciate all of her contributions. Yeah. She's done a great job. She's put together the news break show.
Yes.
Does that mean I'm off the hook on Sundays now?
Nope.
No. Okay.
You're still it?
Who's doing news break on Sundays now?
Still you. Who's putting it together?
Who's coming in and filming and editing
news break on Sundays? We've got a replacement lined up, I believe.
Nobody tells me anything around here.
I just need to show up and look pretty and read the script.
I don't even know why I work here some days. I'm not included on emails.
So Maggie has served us well the last few months, and she filled in for Chris.
And she's made Brad look good, so that's...
She sure has. Although, she tells me she's putting together a blooper reel from Newsbreak of some of my greatest hits.
Look at it.
I think she only had to bleep me out once or twice, though.
The file cabinet's on the other end.
Wait till we get to Thanksgiving and we see the 30-minute blooper reel. You'll see.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Still waiting for the memo blooper reel at some point.
That can't be aired.
True.
All right, let's get started.
Jenna Parsons here with us to talk about delicious food. Hello, Jenna. How are you?
I'm good, Brad. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Superb. Looks like you wrote about lots of delicious food. Sometimes I write about food I don't like. We've been through this before. About things I don't like zucchini.
I think the list is longer of things that you don't like than things that you do like.
Probably so. I'm probably pickier than I would admit. But you wrote on Wednesday in the food section about this food truck. We've got another food truck in town. I guess they've been here a while. But
they have.
I had not really heard. I've seen them just because I drive by where they're located. I drive by there quite a bit. But make sure I'm saying this right. Taqueria Ferris?
Taqueria Ferris. And the thing that's different about this food truck is that it is permanently parked in the parking lot of Choice Pond on West Main, the corner of Milford.
Yeah.
And most of the other food trucks move around,
go to
different places, but they are always in the same place.
And they're not just a lunch-only deal.
No, as we were talking about earlier, they are open until 8 some nights, 9 Friday, Saturday maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
but really, really nice family. It's all a family affair.
Juan Carlos Acosta, he's a native of Mexico. I'm not going to try to say the town's name.
I can't say it either.
He and his family, got a nice picture there in the paper that we took.
Right, his wife works there, two sisters-in-law, his niece, his son, and a family friend. But it's all family working there, everything fresh, make all their sauces.
Yeah.
Fresh, and they specialize in, I did not know this until I looked it up, but taqueria means taco.
Oh,
so these are common in Mexico, taco trucks.
Right.
And so he does tacos. He does something called a torta, which I did not know about, but it is like a pressed sandwich.
Hmm.
And then quesadillas, which we all know about. Mm. And they do flavored waters and Mexican street corn. Mexican street corn is, if you like mayonnaise, you would like it. It's corn and mayonnaise and some spices.
I like mayonnaise and corn. I don't know about them together.
Well, have you ever grilled corn and then pulled it off the grill and slathered it with a little bit of mayonnaise and maybe sprinkled it with some Parmesan and chili powder?
No, just lots of butter.
You need to do this. Yeah, the mayonnaise makes it moist, but I like a little bit of mayonnaise. Mexican street corn is very mayonnaisey, but you could certainly use less if you were making it at home.
I like mayo. I like mayo on saltines. Didn't like it so much on the donuts that I tried that one time. Remember that, guys?
Yeah.
Put mayo on a donut.
On saltines?
Why? I can't remember why we did that.
I saw it on the internet. Mayo on saltines, delicious. My dad, that's always been one of his go-to snacks.
I've never heard of that.
Just spread a little bit on a saltine and munch away. It's really good.
Well, I mean, I can't, Derek's over here shaking his head, but when I was little, I used to take white bread because we didn't know about wheat bread growing up in South Alabama. So I would take white Wonder Bread and spread it with a little bit of soft butter, and then sprinkle it with sugar.
Really?
Yes. Sugar and butter and white bread.
That's healthy.
Yeah.
That's a Paula Deen special right there.
I don't know. I was
Meals
five.
For Kids by Paula Deen.
Mayonnaise is a garnish, not a topping. It's a condiment.
So?
That's why your hair stands up like that.
Some people...
I got my hair nicely combed today because it's too long to spike up. I need a haircut. What?
People, I think, either like mayonnaise or they don't.
Yeah.
And some people really like mayonnaise. Like they'll make tuna salad, you know, using mayonnaise. And then they'll put mayonnaise on the bread.
Yeah.
That's a little too much mayonnaise for me.
Yeah. You know, you can go on Twitter and find some really intense arguments about what is the best condiment. Personally, I think it's a toss-up between mustard and ketchup. Depends on the food. Like, I have to have mustard and ketchup on a hot dog, but when it comes to corn dogs, mustard only. The ketchup, for whatever reason, doesn't work for me. Hamburgers, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
See, I'm the only one in my family that likes mayonnaise on a hamburger. Nobody else does.
Really?
But I do.
Bunch of weirdos. You know, this
sauce is the best condiment, though.
True. I'll put hot sauce on my eggs. And anything like any kind of like pasta, depending on what it is, like beef stroganoff or something, I'll put hot sauce on that as well.
You're a madman, Locke. It'll never work. It'll never catch on.
My husband's uncle, Uncle Ronnie, carries a little bottle of Tabasco in his pocket wherever he goes.
I need to do that because I find myself sometimes not having Tabasco when I need it. It's sad.
Are you Tabasco?
Yeah.
Louisiana is the best. Louisiana hot sauce?
I haven't tried Louisiana. I mean, I just like the flavor of Tabasco, and I've been using it for so long. It's that familiarity thing. Like
Daughter Mary drinks Louisiana hot sauce, but she turns her nose up at Tabasco. We have both in the refrigerator, just for the record.
Can we get Louisiana hot sauce?
Okay. Gosh, yeah.
All right, I'll go give it a look.
Huge. I buy them like this big.
You would. So back to the food truck. You know, I've seen a lot of people on Facebook around here be like, we got too many Mexican restaurants. I think there may be something to that because the Mexican food in Tupelo can be hit or miss, in my opinion.
Yes, I think you're right there.
But this would be a hit, you would say.
This is authentic.
And exactly.
So this is, and it's not, you know, most of the Mexican restaurants here, and I like several of them.
Yeah.
But you just get used to having the way they prepare it, and it always comes with rice and beans.
Right.
They don't have rice and beans at Taqueria Ferris that I'm aware of.
Okay.
It's just the sandwiches, the tacos, the tortas, the quesadillas. And they also do flavored waters, which Juan Carlos tried to get me to try, and I was a chicken. But one of them is a pineapple-flavored water, and I could see where that would be refreshing. And one was cantaloupe, but one of them is called horchata, and that is rice and milk. And it's their most popular. But they are flavored waters, and they are sold, and they make them there every day, and they are sold cold.
They make the flavored waters.
They do.
Interesting. I want to talk a little bit again more about the owner, Juan Carlos Acosta, kind of how he got into this, because he worked for construction for a long time, didn't he?
His whole family worked construction.
Yeah, but it was out-of-town construction, so he kind of wanted to find something to keep him at home.
As his kids were growing up, as they got older and needed their dad around. So he had always enjoyed cooking as a child, and so I guess he just leap of faith and opened the taco truck, the food truck, but he's hoping to get a larger truck to put in the place where he is now that he can, he said customers are asking for more vegetables, grilled vegetables.
Sure.
And he just doesn't have the room in where he is now, but if he had a larger truck, he could, and then he could use the smaller truck, the current truck, to do some catering, going and doing parties and business lunches and things. So that's what he hopes to have. And actually, his dream is to have a brick and mortar restaurant one day. But for now, he's happy with what he has.
Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah. Again, it's at 1141 West Main, right there in the parking lot of Choice Pond.
Right. Used to be a Super D Drugs, I think.
Yeah. 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 Right there at the red light.
Yep.
I forget the road.
Milford.
I drive down it all the time. He's open Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., closed Sunday, I presume. So, you can get supper there, which, again, most food trucks around here, you can't do that.
Right.
Which is nice, I guess. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Good story here in Wednesday's food section. Talk about your cook of the week, Jenna Nina Jones.
Nina Jones, amazing woman. She got married. She weighed 118 pounds, and she started having children and gaining weight, and she never took the weight off, and with the last child, I think the doctor said she was pre-diabetic and she needed to really get the weight off and watch it, or she was going to develop full-blown diabetes, and she just kind of poo-pooed him. And then all of a sudden one day she goes to the doctor and she's got type 2 diabetes, and he wanted to put her on medicine, and she said, give me a month. Let me try diet and exercise. And so she found a diet that worked for her, which is the low glycemic index diet. Mm-hmm. And she started walking, and she went back a month later, and her numbers were better. And the next month, her numbers were better. And she never got on the medicine. And after 10 years, she had totally reversed. She no longer has type 2 diabetes. They've taken it out of her medical records.
Really? So I didn't know. I know very little about diabetes. I didn't know you could reverse it.
I didn't know you could either, and I don't think it's very common, but she did it just by changing, exercising, but changing the way she eats. And so we have included several of Nina's recipes for the way that she and her husband Charles eat. And by the way, I mentioned the weight of 118, because the day she married, she weighed 118, and they just celebrated their 52nd wedding anniversary, I believe, and she weighs 118.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what kind of dishes does she make? I see some kale pesto here.
Kale pesto? Gosh, she made a bunch of stuff when we were there. She made these little energy bars that were made with nut butter and steel-cut oats, and I had one of those, and it was very good. And she roasts chickpeas, garbanzo beans, seasons them. That's what they snack on. But they eat no red meat and no... I don't think they eat pork, and they eat a little bit of chicken if it's organic. Oof. They eat fish if it's wild caught.
Okay.
But they eat a lot of vegetables, but vegetables that are low on the glycemic index. And I'm not the health writer, but my understanding is that there are certain foods that raise your blood sugar levels, and some that keep it steady.
Well, we can go get her real quick. Hold on.
Get Michaela in here.
Get Michaela Morrison here to explain it to us. But so they eat the foods that are low on the glycemic index, so it doesn't raise the blood sugar levels.
Okay. Amazing. Amazing what a little diet and exercise will do. I should probably get back on that that plan that I used to have.
Keep up with your mayonnaise and your saltines. That's working out well for you.
The weight is coming back. I need to get on that.
What did you do? Did you follow one of those?
Honestly, I ate better, but still not great. I had a plan that Susan Presley at Anytime Fitness gave me. This was probably a couple of years ago now. I don't remember everything she told me to eat. It was a lot of chicken and fish that I was supposed to eat.
Right, lean proteins.
And
probably.
What's that Ezekiel bread?
Oh, yes.
I ate a lot of that stuff. Haven't had any in a while. I need to get back on that. That plan, and she had me on a pretty intense workout routine that helped as well. So,
are you drinking some kind of protein shake?
Plexus, yeah, okay. Yeah, Plexus. It's good stuff. It works. So anyway, maybe I could take some ideas from this lady's recipes. Nina Jones of Iuka.
Iuka.
Got to go all the way up to Tisch County. Good times. Speaking of chicken, oven baked chicken. That's your column topic.
Well, it was going to be oven-baked chicken.
It ends up on the grill. If I read the whole headline.
The air conditioning went out.
Ooh.
While I was in the grocery store buying the ingredients to make oven-baked chicken, Charlie, my husband, texted me and said the air conditioner's not working.
It happened to us last year. It was no fun.
We got it fixed the next morning, but the chicken that was going to be baked in the oven ended up on the grill with an amazing sauce that Charlie made out of... a cookbook. I'm not sure how to say the guy's name. I think it's Steve. I don't know if it's Rachlin or Raiklin, if either any of y'all are barbecue guys, but he's written several cookbooks. But this barbecue sauce starts out sweet. I mean, it's got 2 cups of ketchup, but then it's got 6 to 8 tablespoons of lemon juice, which cuts the sweetness and just gives it, I just can't tell you how good this is. And
molasses
and liquid smoke, dry mustard, onion powder, black pepper, brown sugar. But it was it was so good.
What the heck is liquid smoke?
You don't know what liquid smoke is?
Never heard of it.
Well, it's liquid smoke.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
It's a bottle, and it's a dark liquid, and it has a smoky flavor to it. So if you're not cooking out on the grill, you can get that, you replicate that smoky flavor with just a couple of drops of liquid smoke. So since we were going to be cooking this in the oven, this was the recipe he chose, but it was still good on the grill.
Okay.
Dad uses it in his sausage gumbo.
Your dad does, yeah.
But just a little bit. I mean, it's never more than a teaspoon or so.
Okay. Sounds delicious.
It was delicious.
Didn't save us any, but whatever.
Did not. And had leftovers, but sadly did not.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, good stuff. As always, Jenna, again, you can find this in Wednesday's food section, also at djournal.com. Thank you again, Jenna.
Thank you.
Be sure to look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with myself and Gene Phelps. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can find it for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to check out this week's episode. We visited with Justin Reed and Dana Ray, the baseball and softball coaches, respectively, at Tupelo High. They were our all-area coaches of the year, so look for those interviews. Also, check out Double Coverage, an Ole Miss and Mississippi State sports podcast with Parrish Alford and Logan Lowry. New episodes normally coming to you every Thursday afternoon as the guys give game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and the Rebels. It's summer now, and the guys are taking some vacation time, so actually no episode this week. I don't think any episodes the next 2 weeks following.
I think it's about 3 weeks off. They'll be back right before SEC Media Day. This is my understanding.
Just some time for football. So basically, that'll once they are back, it's going to consist of a lot of football talk and probably the NCAA Ole Miss investigation as we learn more about that. So check that out, though, in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
And you can wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a five-minute video. Shows are posted every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. You can watch them for free at any time at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. Stay informed on the latest happenings in your community in an easily digestible format.
Lauren Wood is here. Feeling mostly better, I hope. You've been sick.
Yeah, I still sound funny. Yeah, so sound a little. Apologies, everyone.
Voice sounds a little bit scratchy. Well,
yes.
Thanks for joining us anyway.
It's been like 2 weeks now, basically.
That's no good.
I'm sick of being sick.
Almost sounds like you have a Michigan accent.
I know, right? Well, that's how I went, and then I came back and was sick.
Yeah, you did go to Michigan, and see.
Uh-huh.
Stay down here. I'll be going up north. Nothing good happens.
Well, I think I came back, and the allergies,
oh, shoot.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for trying to muddle through here. I'm going to talk with you for just a minute about your In Focus photo essay. Of course, we have that every Monday. Y'all take turns. It was your turn this week. Went out to Cherry Creek Orchards in Pontotoc. Looks pretty looking place, isn't it?
Yeah, it was beautiful out there. They have they grow a little bit of a whole lot of things. They grow mostly peaches, but they do nectarines and blackberries and tomatoes and purple hull peas and, you know, kind of a couple of the varieties of things, but mostly peaches. They have about over 70 acres of peaches out there. So
I used to live in a place known for its peaches. Ruston, Louisiana they have a peach festival every year.
Oh,
they got
the
Mitchum Peach Orchard out in the parish. Real hilly place, huge orchard. I mean, just trees for days. And so I feel like I have a deep appreciation for peaches and all things peach related. So I'm sure these peaches are delicious. Locally grown peaches are the best.
And go right now if you want to get really good peaches. Like right now is peak. Yeah. Peach. So, go.
I had a peach pie the other day, not a cobbler. It was like an apple pie, but it was with peaches.
Really?
It's really good.
I've never.
You know what's really good?
I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
Homemade peach ice cream. It's one of the best kinds of homemade ice cream, is peach.
Really?
It's just unreal.
Yeah.
I haven't had some in a while.
My
mom used to make homemade ice cream when I was growing up every now and then. She had one of those
churn
things. It's a long time ago. I need to buy one of those. See if I'll get the wife to make some. So a lot of peaches, but also, like you said, blueberries and...
No blueberries.
I'm sorry, no blueberries.
Blackberries.
Blackberries.
Those are almost ripe.
Blackberry cobbler is a good...
Yeah.
One of my favorite mm-hmm. cobblers to have. Mm-hmm. So who runs the place? The Starks, that's their name.
Yes, Amanda and Wiley Stark. They've been owners since 2010. Okay. And it's out in Pontchartrain. It's a pretty small operation, but they're open 7 days a week. So you can stop by. It's like a building on the road. It's located on Highway 345 in Pontotoc. It's really easy to get to. Yeah. And, yeah, like I said, 7 days a week. And they also have some of their produce at different farmers markets throughout, North Mississippi. Yeah. They've even gone into, the Memphis area for their peaches and stuff. Wow. So if you look, you can find them. The Tupelo one has, has their peaches. In New Albany, they said, or different farmers markets in the area. So, yeah.
Open May through September.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to call, 489-7783. It says on the picture of the sign you took.
Oh, yeah.
Cherry Creek Orchards. Do they have any cherries?
No.
Ironic.
Michigan's known for their cherries.
That's true. They are. That's right. You didn't bring any back for us, did you?
No, Northern Michigan, really. I've done you pick cherries. You just go out in the orchard and pick them.
Cherries are the best.
Cherries are good. Cherries. Yes.
But yes. Yeah, if you want some peaches,
go to Pontchartrain. I didn't realize this. We know peach trees have a distinctive shape. They prune them a certain way, apparently, to allow, more sunlight?
Yeah, they said they prune them in a bowl kind of shape. So it's three or four limbs, and they grow kind of out. And that's so sunlight can get inside the inner part of the tree.
Yeah.
I'm making motions with my hands that listeners can't see right now.
Just imagine. You can imagine,
but you can imagine it.
So what kind of operation here? How many people they got working here? I mean, it looks like a pretty
small staff. But they have people out picking, and then they have them kind of transporting them back in once they use the gator kind of tractor, four-wheeler kind of things.
Yeah,
And they, once they have a bunch of buckets full, they take them back in, and then they have people in the building kind of sorting them. Sell 5, 10, and 25-pound boxes, and they kind of sort them based on, one of the ladies told me, because I was like, how do you kind of choose which one's going, and she's like, oh, just years of sorting these, you kind of know, for smaller boxes, we tend to grab smaller peaches, because they're really good for snacks for kids and stuff, and they're kind of more smaller to eat. Yeah. So little things like that. It was fun fun to learn.
I know you like dogs, and there's a dog in one of your pictures. Did you get to meet him?
Celine. Yes, she was very beautiful and very smart. She's a German Shepherd.
German Shepherd, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Stark's dog. So, she rides around.
Help pick the fruit and carry it back in her mouth.
She kind of just does her own thing. She just is she was with us for a while, and then she just took off and went off. She's like,
on that point, they've had to train her pretty well and actually not to take the fruit. Or high out of reach? Or?
I mean, if they're some part of it's bruised or not, it's on the ground. Or they fall from the tree, they're on the ground. But she wasn't eating them. So, I didn't ask about that. But
So they took over this farm in 2010. Was it somebody else running it beforehand, or they just started it themselves?
No, it's been open before. Then, okay. But yeah, they
took over in 2010. Yeah. I got you. So. All right. Well, cool. Yeah, out there in Pontotoc Highway 345.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. And check out Lauren's photo essay. It was in Monday's Journal. You can also find it at djournal.com. Lots of really good photos, of course.
As always.
Cool. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, guys.
Be sure to check out the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. You can watch live Monday afternoons at 2 o'clock or catch the replay later in the day. The 2017 legislative session is now over, but Bobby will continue to provide perspective about the news coming out of the state capitol. And now we welcome in M. Scott Morris, movie reviewer extraordinaire.
Good day, young sir.
How are you?
I'm all right, I guess.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
That's what my dad always says. It could be worse.
My dad says, I'm going to be all right.
My dad also says, if somebody asks him how he's doing, sometimes he'll say, fair to middling.
Yeah, fair to middling's about right.
Yeah.
I very seldom, when I'm on vacation, I don't want to say I'm about to go on vacation.
Yeah.
I say, how's it going? I don't say I'm great. I just go, because but then I usually feel great. On that Friday before vacation, I'm so productive that day.
Oh, I bet.
I can just get so much done.
Isn't it kind of funny how we adopt some of our parents' sayings? At least I do. Although, to the point now, I think I probably say them more than my dad does. When something goes wrong, fiddlesticks and Tom Walker. I don't know where he got that from. But now I say it more than he does.
Well, see, my dad and I...
I've never heard that
I don't know. Before.
And when I grew up, my dad would walk around the house, and he would just sing a line from a song just out of nowhere. Just like, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? Something like that. And so I do that, and now my daughter does that.
That's funny.
My son does a little bit, too. So we just pick a line and go.
Yeah. We quote a lot of movies around our house. Speaking of movies...
Hey, I saw one.
Segway. Cars 3 is out. And I've got kind of a soft spot for this franchise. When my son was 2 or 3, first movie I took him to, and you know, taking a 2 or 3-year-old to a movie is a risky proposition, but the first movie I took him to was Cars. Took him to the Malco over here. And it was the longest he's ever sat, mostly still, for anything by that point in his life. He was just totally enamored with it. We bought the movie. He's watched it dozens of times since then. And funnily enough, he actually just started, he watched it again earlier this week, Cars 1 and Cars 2, which I haven't seen much of Cars 2. I've heard it's not as good. But anyway, we got Cars 3 now. Owen Wilson is back. Paul Newman even is back, even though he's
no longer
with us. Yeah.
And Tom Magliosi, maybe that's it. The guy, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers. One of them died.
Right.
A few years ago,
right.
And so but they have archival voice records, I guess, and he gets to say for Car Talk fans,
right,
at least one last time in this franchise,
yeah,
don't drive like my brother.
Nice. Yeah.
So that was a nice moment. I like that.
Last time we saw Lightning McQueen, I guess he was at the top of his game. Now the storyline for Cars 3 is,
well, you know, we had
younger,
you know, we had
a flashier.
Yeah, we had a crash. We saw that in the trailer, so I don't mind saving. The first trailer I saw was Lightning McQueen crashing.
Right.
Well, he would have been trying to keep up with these younger, newer, flashier vehicles, cars out there, and so it's at the end of the season, and so he's fixed up. And he's trying to get back into racing form, but he kind of has doubts he hadn't had before, and he has a young trainer named Cruz who knows all the new leading edge techniques, but Lightning wants to go back to some of his older techniques that maybe inspired his mentor Doc Hudson, played by the recorded voice of the late Paul Newman.
Yeah, and what they did obviously with Paul Newman is they took some audio from one of the previous movies and made it work. I don't know if it was a flashback kind of thing.
Yeah, it's flashbacks.
That's what I figured. Okay. So the new hotshot in this one is a car named Jackson Storm, played by somebody, I think I've heard their name because it would be hard to forget the name, Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer.
An amazing name.
You know, he was in he was a Long Ranger. The Lone Ranger.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
He was the Man from U.N.C.L.E. in Lone Ranger. He's been a few things.
Okay. But, so that's the hot shot that McQueen's, I guess, trying to keep up with.
One of the main issues, going back for a third time, one thing about what Pixar does is they take you to a new world. The first time you go to the Carl's World, Cars
World.
World.
Easy for you to say.
Carl's World. Cars World is all the new stuff. You know, you see the little Volkswagen Bugs or the mosquitoes flying around, you know, and you see all these little cool touches.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wow, this and wow, that.
Yeah.
Well, there's not a whole lot of that wow now the third time around. We've seen cars. We've seen different types of cars, and we've seen it all play out. But that's not so bad if you think about it. It's nice to revisit the characters.
Sure.
And so that's fun to see how they're doing. But I just don't think the whole movie comes together very well as a whole compared to what I expect from Pixar. I expect greatness from Pixar, and this is not great. And so that's something, and find out how to judge it. I finally judged it. I decided I'm going to judge it on laughs alone. And on laughs and such, I give it a B-.
So what you're saying is they needed more Larry the Cable Guy?
You know, if that's your thing, and I'm a fan of the guy who plays Larry the Cable Guy. I interviewed him a couple of times when he came here, and he was always fun to talk to.
Yeah.
And he reminds me of an uncle I once had, and so I have a soft spot for him.
He's fine. Some of his comedy is a little.
You're done.
Yeah, that's annoying. But he can't be funny. And of course, we all know it's an act. That's not even his real voice.
He's not really named Larry the Cable Guy.
No, well, that either. He didn't actually talk that way in real life.
No,
just
he doesn't.
For the act, but go ahead.
But, and so, I was not the most wonderfully entertained, but I think B Range is still a fun movie, and I enjoyed myself seeing it.
Yeah.
And here's the main thing for Disney Pixar, which now owns Pixar.
Yeah.
Is they're going to sell a whole lot of Lightning McQueen action figures.
And Jackson Storm and whatever else.
And Jackson Storm and maybe even... And because there is this strong character, Cruz, as a female, Cruz Ramirez.
Yeah.
They'll sell a lot of Cruz Ramirez cars, I would imagine.
Is Lightning's a significant other from the previous movies back?
She's in it, but only on the periphery. It's showing at the Cinemark in Tupelo and all over the place. It's showing in the Malco over in Oxford and Corinth and Columbus. And the Movie Reel 4 has it over in New Albany. So it's down in Starkville at the Hollywood Premier Cinemas. So you can find it anywhere.
It's always, to me, been a, if nothing else, a visually pleasing franchise. Again, probably more so with the first one than now that they're on the third one, but still.
A couple of fun new moments. They go to this, they have this wild ride through the night that as he's trying to get in touch with his inner Doc, you know.
Sure.
From the kind of inspired by Moonshine Runners back in the day.
Yeah.
And then there's also a, you might have seen some of the previews of this, but they go to a demolition derby, and that's a good time.
Yeah.
And so there's some moments here that are new and fresh, but then there's other stuff that just seems like it's, like you're just watching the, like the fourth, because the fifth one's pretty good of Rocky, but the fourth Rocky, not so much, you know. You're like, you know, after a while, it's like, for some reason, Toy Story managed it, you know, one, two, and three were just, it seemed like one got better than the next.
Yeah, and now they're going to have a fourth one. I'm thinking
somebody needs to go and have an intervention
team. Tim Allen and Tom Hanks are just going to start sounding old, and their characters are going to sound old.
And then half the characters who played the original voices are dead. Don Rickles and what was the guy who did
the Jim Varney.
There you go, Jim. Yeah, there you go. I knew that. I tell you what, I
he's
knew
been gone
come
for a
in
while
handy.
Too.
He has, but he was the dog in the first one. I don't think in the second or third one he was.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. I used to watch him doing milk commercials on the Nashville station. He would do.
Yeah, he would do those WLBT commercials in Jackson when I lived down there in the '80s. He did the same act for a bunch of different TV stations or products or whatever, and made a good living.
Natural gas.
Funny thing is, he was actually like a classically trained Shakespearean actor, but you know, you find your niche.
I tell you what, I remember going to, I had nothing to do one day, and so I went to go see Ernest Scared Stupid at the theater.
Dude, I love those Ernest movies.
I love Ernest Scared Stupid. It had Eartha Kitt in it from Batman.
Eartha Kitt.
Yeah. She didn't look quite the same. It was 30 years down the road.
Yeah,
but still.
Still Eartha Kitt. Rest in peace for her, too, I guess. I believe she died a few years ago. Before I let you go, one thing, and Chris might even want to cut this out because I think we're going long. Ever since Cars 3 has come out the past week or two, I've noticed online a lot of theories about the Cars universe or the Cars world and how, you know, just how did it get to be where there's just cars and no humans? I saw one really disturbing theory about how the cars actually run on human fuel. Basically, there's a human inside the car, all wired up, and somehow the brain is connected to the engine, and it's really kind of disturbing. They even had a whole diagram and everything of how it looks. Go look it up if you dare. And also, apparently, somebody's like, well, and they include the planes movies because I think those are kind of related. So they're basically, one of the theories posits that basically there had to be a car Hitler, right? Because there's like a World War II scene somewhere, I don't know, in one of those movies. So just something to look up
so
if you've got some time
to kill.
There's
a car KKK, and there's a car Bolshoi Ballet, and there's a car Charles Manson.
Can cars play baseball? Were there cars baseball teams? Was
and,
there a
and
cars
who was,
Babe Ruth?
And who was the first car to break the color barrier?
I don't know. Things to keep you up at night.
Who was the first, did a car go to the moon, or did the vehicle itself go to the moon?
You got me now. I'm not going to sleep at all for the next few days.
And the little cars for Christmas, do they get remote control cars? And is that kind of goofy? Do the little car kids have little car action figures?
Do they get remote control humans?
We'll see. There you go.
Because, again, one of the theories is the humans are gone.
It's a good thing we're not using tape and this is all digital, so we have unlimited time that we can just keep doing this. And then
we can just keep talking all we want, Chris.
Although Derek...
I mean, Chris has probably stopped recording 5 minutes ago. But. All right. We probably should move on. But, again, you can find Scott's story in the scene section Thursday, also at djournal.com. As always, Scott, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Derek, tell us what's happening in the local entertainment scene, man. good bit going on.
Yeah, I interviewed a band out of Chicago called Sidewalk Chalk that's going to be playing at the Blue Canoe tonight at 9:30 p.m.
Cool.
It's a seven-piece band. They're kind of soul and jazz and very eclectic. They were cool to get to talk to. So tried to get them to come on the show, but that didn't work out. So we'll, yeah, check that out. That's on the front page. There's also a new Gumtree Museum of Art exhibit right now from an Amory native. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, this picture we got, it's an I-beam carved from a fallen tree.
From the tornado in Amory.
And it's going through the armoire.
That his great-grandfather made.
Huh. So interesting.
It's pretty neat as well. He's got a lot of interesting pieces like that throughout the museum that will be on display through July. That artist's name is Greeley Myatt. And the exhibit is called... Still Straightening Nails. So it's very immersive and walk through. It's not just paintings on the wall. It's a lot of 3D sculptures and stuff.
Sure, yeah. It's an immersive exhibit, as you write.
That's what it is.
And he's from Amory, but he teaches at Memphis, University of Memphis.
Yeah, well, he's from Amory originally.
Right.
But, he's the head of the art department at the University of Memphis. So
cool.
Right. Kind of hometown hero there. This weekend, you can also check out Shrek. We talked about earlier at TCT.
Your daughter got shows tonight and tomorrow.
Trinity is in that. Yeah, Friday and Saturday. Two performances left. And the kickoff for the summer movie series at Ballard Park will be on Saturday that they do each summer. They do one a month. So
what movie is this
month? Sing? Yeah. And it was either Pete's Dragon or Sing. I think Pete's Dragon's next month.
Oh, cool. 8:30 it says.
Huh? Yeah, usually around dark is when they get started. So bring the...
Sidewalk Chalk is tonight?
Tonight at 9:30. Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Plenty of stuff to do.
All right. That it?
That's all.
All right. Guess we should go then.
All right, then.
Still, you want to address this issue with...
No, Lauren? It's fine. We'll just let it go. No, it's fine. I'm not going to bring it up.
Lauren has no clue what we're talking about.
I don't know that I'd call Lauren an elephant in the room. That's
I'm not saying her. I'm talking about the issue of her replacing you as host.
No.
As she and I talked about when you were gone. She was all for it.
Derek won't even look at me.
I see how it is. It's all good. See what happens when we come back next week.
Okay. Back on Wednesday.
Whether or not I know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'm not here.
I'll be here.
Let's see.
You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, your podcast apps, or at memo.djournal.com. We're on Twitter at djournalmemo. And we'll be back. We'll be back on Wednesday. Derek will be here.
Sure. So excited, Brad.
He will. No, he's all talk. He'll be here. I'll be here. Nothing's changed. Yet.
Remains to be seen.
Okay. Have a good weekend.